Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees set a Major League record by homering for the 28th consecutive game, and they needed each of their home runs to beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Elsewhere, the Phillies topped the Mets 7-5, the Nationals downed the Marlins 6-1, and the Red Sox doubled up the White Sox 6-3. In NHL news, Craig Berube is being rewarded for coaching the Blues to their first Stanley Cup championship. The team has signed him to a 3-year contract and stripped the interim tag off his title. Meanwhile, the Bruins have inked defenseman Stephen Kampfer to a 2-year contract extension that will pay him $800,000 per season, and Capitals defenseman Brooks Orpik has decided to retire after 15 NHL seasons and 2 Stanley Cup championships. The 38-year-old Orpik says his body is telling him, quote, "It is time to move on to something new," end quote, after 1,171 regular season and playoff games. In other news, California lawmakers are debating whether to let student-athletes sign endorsement deals and hire agents in a move that could upend the multi-billion-dollar business of college sports. A proposed law wending through the state assembly would scrap policies that strictly limit the ways in which college athletes can profit from their name, image, and likeness, raising the prospect of private sponsorships long off limits for students. I'm Jesse King.